Okay. I mentioned Don Elfenkamp earlier. He was the guy at NSF that saw that we were onto something that he liked when we came in with the NATS project. And he encouraged us in various ways. He sort of moved on, though, to another job at NSF. There had been a treaty signed by Nixon, signed by Nixon and Brezhnev, I think 1972, that called for a scientific and cultural exchange between the United States and the Soviet Union. And it had many, many different aspects and layers. It was quite a bureaucratic thing. But the money came from the State Department, but the National Science Foundation administered it.
Mm-hmm.
Offenkamp had a job administering this U.S.-Soviet, or a part of this U.S.-Soviet interchange. So he came to us and he said, hey, I think, you know, something along the lines of this numerical software development, high-quality software development, would make a good Soviet exchange project. And there was a group at Moscow State University that had an interest in software. And so he sort of put us together, and there were, over a period of several years, exchange visits. Soviets came to see us. We went to Moscow a couple times. And the result of that was a package called Teplitz. It didn't have a pack name, but T-O-E-P-L-I-T-Z. And it's named after, it's named after a person, actually. But it's a collection of linear algebra solvers that solve a particular class of linear algebra systems called Teplitz systems.
Mm-hmm.
And these are important in signal reduction and various things. Anyway, the result was a collection of software. Now, it turned out that before we really distribute, we were going to pattern this joint project after the PACs, and we were going to have Soviet test sites and U.S. test sites and all of that. We didn't find that was all that easy in the Soviet Union. We found that the people at Moscow State University were fun to work with, but the system was, you know, ponderous, and the idea of just calling up somebody and saying, hey, will you test some software, was almost out of the question.
Okay.
So we had good interactions with this group at Moscow State University, but we didn't really do a Soviet-style full-scale PAC project.